You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
Right, still continuing the show from the west of the continent today, that is over in Ghana, where I am not experiencing load shedding, thank goodness. However, the rest of the country is. And we do know that Nando's has this thing of looking at the lighter side are really serious issues, particularly as it does pertain to the economy and how it's being managed by the current leaders. So their view on load shedding this time around probably won't come as a surprise to many of you. So they're calling it the bright side of load shedding. It's a new campaign that the company has launched. And essentially, they're promising to give customers who order a full chicken, either on their website or on their app, free sides, depending on the number of load shedding. So with stage six load shedding, you could probably get six free side orders, I think. Let's get the confirmation from Darren Hampton. He's the head of digital marketing and e-commerce at Nando's, South Africa, Middle East, and South Asia. Darren, thanks so much for your time. Is that correct? So those who ordered the full chicken today got six free sides because of stage six load shedding?
Steve, you won't believe how many people have asked me that question today.
but rightly yeah. So. We want clarity on this campaign.
Exactly right. Exactly. Look, I think like many South Africans, even stage six is a step too far for us. But to your point, on the brighter side, during stage four or more, if you do order a full chicken on our Apple website, you get four free sides with that. So there's some sort of respite on what is a fairly dark topic.
All right. No. I misunderstood you. So you're saying you're capping it at four free sides?
Yes, correct. Correct.
All right. Okay. Because you didn't anticipate stage six, I imagine, when you started with this campaign, right?
Well, look, I mean, how, and I think this is a question that we are, as South Africans are all having, at what point do we draw the line? Are we going to stage eight, stage nine? We start getting too worried when we start talking about stage 22. What does that even mean?
Right. It means 22 free sides. Maybe not. So just help us then understand exactly what you're doing here. I mean, is this all about increasing traffic to your website and to your app, essentially your online sales, just given the fact that this deal is not available for those who visit physical stores?
Yeah, so it's exclusive to our online platforms, as you mentioned. Look, I think how the idea came about is, as South Africans, we've had a hell of a lot thrown at us, particularly of late. Whether you talk about, the fuel price being where it is, inflation rate rising, and then on top of that, you got, up to stage six now, which is what we've termed it.
So, stage what?
We've termed it stage six.
Just to cease, reflect love it, love it.
How we actually feel about it, right? And so we looked at it, and, it's affecting us as a business as well, really, as a brand or as employees in our day-to-day kind of working. So We sat and said, well, how do we get South Africans to actually look forward to load shedding? What would that look like? And so the Bright Sides campaign was born, which as you mentioned, ordering a full chicken, you get free side depending on what stage of load shedding we're on as a country.
Yeah. How much is this costing you?
Well, look, if this campaign was launched purely based on commercial merit, then it would be a very short conversation. But I think the reality is, as a brand and as a South African brand that, lives these realities of what it means to be on this roller coaster ride that is South Africa, we always look for ways that we can provide some sort of, relief, whether that be comedic relief or, in this case, a bit of financial relief and hopefully some hope like I said, what is a fairly grim set of circumstances.
Okay, so Darren, put differently, how much has Nando set aside for this campaign in terms of money?
Yeah, look, I think I suppose it's a different way of looking at an advertising campaign, and I'm answering this question like a great politician.
So, yes,
you either spend a whole bunch of money creating an actual ad for a campaign, or there's a different way to utilize that money. And if we can utilize that money in providing a really attractive, you know, once in a lifetime offer, then that's a different way of, I suppose, achieving what we're setting out to do. And if it means putting a smile on people's faces, then, you know, then we've done our job.
How long is this campaign going to go for?
Well, I think the unpredictable nature of load shedding means it's difficult to kind of put a start and end date to it. We started on the 3rd of May, and we kind of anticipated to run for about a month and a half, but the frustration of the load shedding is increasing and it's only growing. So it's very topical at this stage. So we'll keep it going certainly for the next couple of weeks. And, you know, it all depends on how high we go as a country at the stage.
Sure. But, I mean, takeout establishments, the general view is that, notwithstanding the pressures that load shedding does bring to your business, it's not all doom and gloom, just given the fact that we can't cook when the lights are out, particularly if you don't have a gas stove, for instance. And so I'm trying to understand how load shedding actually benefits your business and where it does cause you a bit of pain also as Nando's.
Sure. Yeah, there's definitely pros and cons to it. I suppose if you can call it a pro. The load shedding has been with us as a country for the last decade. So, you know, we've had to gear ourselves and prepare ourselves and invest in, you know, things like generators to make sure that we keep our lights on. I think the nature of our product in that it's flame grilled and runs largely on gas, you know, is some sort of silver lining as well. But it's all dependent on the type of restaurant. So those restaurants that are based in CBD areas or in malls typically get fairly hard hit by load shedding because nobody really wants to go into any of those areas when the lights are out. However, those restaurants that are based in suburban areas where people, you know, come home after a long day of work and can't cook, they're still able to serve the communities they're in. So we see an upside in those type of restaurants.
So Nando's is, you know, helping the country, national duty, being a good Samaritan, as it were, at a time where we're talking about a cost of living crisis that has been driven by inflation. And we know that food inflation is also running away a lot faster than most of us can keep up with, most of our salaries can keep up with. And so then my question is, how is inflation impacting your business? Or put differently, I mean, how much is a full chicken costing me today compared to a year ago?
Yeah, the cost, I mean, everything hinges largely around fuel. The price of commodities as well has a significant impact on the cost of actually serving chicken and serving food. So I think, you know, we're not alone in feeling the pressures on both sides and that you have inflating costs together with the South African public who can afford less and less as well. So I think, you know, it has prompted the launch of a number of different meals that speak to affordability and what people can afford at this stage, together with, I suppose, promotional mechanics that, are linked with the context within the environment that we're operating in. So it's never a one-set thing. It's a constantly evolving conversation around what products to introduce and together with what campaigns that service the need that is at the moment.
Again, answered like a politician. Avoid the direct answer of the actual number. Darren, you do a great job in marketing. I mean, if you ever wanted a stint at politics, I think they'd take you on. But thanks so much for your time indulging us in this conversation. Darren Hampton is the head of digital marketing and e-commerce at Nando's South Africa, Middle East, as well as South Asia.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.